Mr. Chair, at the outset, I would like to express our sincere appreciation to you, as well as the member of the Committee on Article 5 Implementation and the ISU for the support rendered to all state parties in paving the way toward a My Free World. Becoming a state party to the My Ban Treaty in 1999, Thailand has put its utmost efforts to fulfill its obligations under Article 5 of the Convention and to return the land to the local communities, including the establishment of the Thailand My Action Center, TMAC. Despite various complex challenges, including lack of technology and personnel at the beginnings, but with the cooperation and assistance from our partners, including Japan, Norway, and United States, progress has been made continuously to three extended periods. During the first extended period from 2009 to 2018, with the new land release methodologies, Thailand successfully reduced the contamination area from 2,500 square kilometers to 528 square kilometers. During the second extended period from 2019 to 2023, we continued releasing most of the remaining mice contaminated area and left with mere 1%. Under the initial landmine impact survey of my contaminated area, currently, we are on the third extended period of November 23 to December 2026, with aspiration to achieve our main goal of Thailand My Free 2026. This year, TMAC reduced the my contaminated area to 20.5 square kilometers. According to the work plan, we will clear the remaining area with extended period by releasing 7.17, 6.91, and 6.38 square kilometers of contaminated area in 2024, 25, 26, respectively. In 2024, we plan to use technical survey and mine clearance for land release. This will assist us to meet the timeline. However, the remaining area are mostly situated in or near the area to be demarcated, or the AD, along the Thailand-Cambodia border. Thus, the access to the remaining area is still a major challenge for us. Along with the high level of contamination in the areas, the challenging geographical landscape, and the issue of accessing of sensitive areas. To keep the dynamic of our demining progress, we are working together with our stakeholders to seek the method of work to avoid misunderstanding of our humanitarian mine action operations in a sensitive area. So, they will rest assured that the demining operations are carried out for humanitarian purpose only and not affecting the effort in the other areas. Thailand will continue to strengthen cooperation with our stakeholders at bilateral, regional, and multilateral level, especially with our neighbor. We will keep our dialogue ongoing, including under the joint pilot project on demining cooperation along the border of Thailand and Cambodia, and the Thailand-Cambodia General Border Committee, or the GBC. At the political level, this past September, the prime ministers of both countries also discussed and gave blessing to this issue during the prime minister of Thailand visit to Phnom Penh. Mr. Chair, VA program and humanitarian assistance are among top priorities of Royal Thai Armed Forces, as well as the Chief of Defense Force. A great number of VA measures has been integrated into legal and policy frameworks, including in the main missions of TMAC. Together with its partners, TMAC provides assistance and support for survivors, including those in remote areas, with this purpose to assist them in overcoming their economic and social challenges. In addition, mine risk education remaining significant in our holistic approach toward the implementation of the Convention through the public information, campaign, education, and training, and creating networks with the local communities. Mr. Chair, before leaving Thailand for this meeting, we have recently visited and inspected TMAC demining field units, and we are ready to fulfill our task. Thailand has promoted gender balance approach in my activities, include increasing participation of female in our endeavors, including in victim assistance, my risk education, demining activities, and policy making process. To date, TMAC has gradually rise of female officers in victim assistance and demining activities. We are proud to announce that after completion of Free My Thailand goal in 2026, we plan to transform TMAC into the Center of Excellence, which will serve as the regional center for My Action Education under cooperation with our international partners. Lastly, Mr. Chair, despite challenges, Thailand remains fully committed to complete its Article 5 obligations. Through our three-year plans, we reiterate the importance of international cooperation not only for Thailand, but for all state parties who are still struggling to clear all the landmines and with complex challenges. It will definitely be beneficial for our humanity to achieve the My Free World. Thank you.